Hello, everyone, and welcome today to The Good Stuff. We're excited that you're here. Hey, did you know the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale begins May 6 and 7? That's coming up this weekend. It includes a simulcast of the Kentucky Derby. Parimutuel betting is available. Then Mother's Day, the next weekend, May 14th, there's more racing and moms are admitted free. Get a complete schedule and tickets online, buckinghorsesale.com.
Better get that horse started to Miles City. It'll take us a while to get there.
That's right.
Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, they have the new South 40 Room. A lot of great stuff there. 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures right there on Main Street in Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment.
And of course, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And they are reliable. That's why everybody goes to them. You can go to them for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, ag politics, and cattle health, plus more. They're around for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, even nationwide.
Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
Thanks, Mike. I've got the answer, I think, for a long-standing question.
And what's the question?
Why am I so tired?
Oh, well, that's a good one. Let's see if we can answer that.
Okay, for a couple of years, I've been blaming it on lack of sleep, not enough sunshine, too much pressure from my job, earwax buildup, poor blood, or anything else I could think of. But now I found out the real reason. I'm tired because I'm overworked. Here's why. The population of this country is 300 million. 167 million are retired. That leaves 133 million to do the work. There are 85 million in school, which leaves 48 million to do the work. Of this, there are 29 million employed by the federal government, leaving 19 million to do the work. 2.8 million are in the armed forces, preoccupied with chasing terrorists, which leaves 16.2 million to do the work. Take from that total 14.8 million people who work for state and city government, and that leaves 1.4 million to do the work. At any given time, there are 188,000 people in hospitals, leaving 1,212,000 to do the work. Now, there are 1,211,998 people in prisons. That leaves just two people to do the work, you and me. And there you are, sitting on your computer, reading these jokes. Nice, really nice. Neil Vollmer sent that to Jim. I thought that just answered everything.
I have some things to make your life a little bit easier. Stay away from certain geographical locations, some of which are listed here. Amityville, Elm Street, Transylvania, anywhere in Texas where chainsaws are sold.
I think this is a good list.
The Bermuda Triangle, or any small town in Maine. Okay? So stay away from those locations.
All right. Check.
Here's some advice for you. Halloween's a ways away, but just something to remember. If you're running from a monster, expect to trip or fall down at least twice, more if you are a female. Also note that despite the fact that you are running and a monster is merely shambling along, it's still moving fast enough to catch up with you. Keep running. All right, Kim, what else do you have?
Oh, I've just got some one-liners to wrap it up. How do these sound? It's more to think about, at least. If corn oil is made from corn and vegetable oil is made from vegetables, what is baby oil made from?
Oh, I hope I don't know the answer to that.
Yep. If electricity comes from electrons, does morality come from morons? I don't know about that. Do the alphabet song and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star have the same tune? And why did you just start singing those two songs?
Kind of gets going in your head.
That's right. Did you ever notice that when you blow in a dog's face, he gets mad at you, but when you take him for a car ride, he sticks his head out the window?
Exactly.
Yes, they just invariably do that.
I'll end it today with a little toast in here. So get your glass ready. And this is good because we've gone through most of calving season and all of that for our area ranchers. May your days be bright and sunny. May your grass be stirrup high. May your calves be fat and sassy. And here's the reason why. If you get a dandy calf crop and they bring a decent price, you could pay me that what you owe me. That dang sure would be nice. That was from Pat Richardson. Thanks for sharing that. Folks, you've been listening to another edition of The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim Burge. Keep listening to your local radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.